Fans of the Great British Bake Off, or baking show as it's known over here, and we all know there are a lot of you, including many on our staff, well, you'll be happy to know that this is coming.
Welcome to the Great American Baking Show!
Yes, the Great American Baking Show drops tomorrow on Roku. 9 contestants vie to become America's top baker. The show is hosted by Ellie Kemper and Zach Cherry, and it is judged by the Great British Bake Off's Paul Hollywood and Prue Leith. And Paul and Prue join us now. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Okay.
Paul, you have judged an American version of the show twice before, I gather. Prue, this is your first time. Why did you both want to do this? You already do a British version of the show.
I know, but, you know, it's such a great show, and I think it sort of suits Americans. And the Great British Bake Off is very popular in America, so wouldn't a baking show be even more popular if it was the contestants were all American?
For me, I think this is my sixth, I can't remember, but now, actually, certainly this season, the standard of baking from the American bakers was the best I've ever seen.
Well, let me ask you about cultural differences you found. I mean, Americans who watched the British version of the Bake Off were stunned to find that the British contestants, they could just whip up these British delicacies with their eyes closed. What did you find, conversely, coming to the US, what the contestants were strong at and not so strong at?
I think overall, the American contestants this year were incredible. They could whip up anything, because don't forget, most of the classics that you think of have got the origins either in the UK or in France or Germany or wherever in Europe.
Italy, particularly.
I do find that the American baking does tend to be a little bit sweeter than the British one, but the standard is the same now.
I think what interested me most was not so much the baking, which I just expected to be good because I've always had good cheesecake in New York, and I do think of Americans as good bakers. What surprised me was, because I had watched some American competitions, not baking competitions, but other competitions, and the contestants in most American shows are very sort of aggressive, and they're quite likely to sabotage their fellow contestants, and they're so keen to win and to grab all the attention from the camera, and they're quite sort of in your face. And I thought, oh my God, you know, the Great British Bake Off is so gentle and supportive and encouraging, and they even help each other. You know what? Those Americans walked into the tent. They just, is something in that tent. They just behave exactly the same. They're encouraging to their fellows. They help each other. They're really nice. It's quite a gentle show, just like the British Bake Off. But of course, you know, one of the great differences between our show and most shows is that we don't offer a huge prize. I mean, basically, you're competing for an apron or a cake stand.
Yeah, I understand. What about American challenges you found? Because in the British version of the show, right, many of the contestants struggled desperately with brownies, which, you know, is kind of a given here in the States.
Well, exactly. You know, you would be better at brownies than the Brits, I guess.
No, that's rubbish. No, that's rubbish. No. The brownies and the blondies that I've had in the UK and the tent and the bake-off were amazing.
There's definitely some humor in the language, you know, herbs versus herbs, and on different ways to say basil. I won't get into tomato. Any challenges understanding each other, or is it just fun?
I do find that the American dialect is really parting ways with the Queen's English. Every time I come over here, there's a new version of the word. I mean, route or straight away or tomato or basil or what's the word? Oregano. Oregano. I mean, what?
And then the Americans will say aubergine. What?
Yeah. I mean, I tell you what, this morning we had a classic example. We were at Good Morning America, and I said, do you think I could have a biscuit? All the runners were running around saying, what's a biscuit? What's a, you know, the, and of course, I'd forgotten that that's a cookie.
Paul, you in particularly seem pretty skeptical about desserts featuring sweet corn that the American Midwestern bakers were drawn to. How did that turn out?
Weird. I mean, the word sweet is in the word, but I've never had it before in a bake. as such. And when the baker said, I'm making sweet corn into a cake, and I went, excuse me? I always associate sweet corn with chicken, with savory, not necessarily as sweet. And that's what threw me initially. But when I tried it, it was good. So I learned something as well.
But, you know, there are lots of things that cross that divide. I mean, you can make ice cream out of avocado. You can beetroot. Beetroot can actually make delicious ice cream, believe it or not.
Can I ask you about the technical challenge in the show where the contestants, they don't practice, might never have even heard of the item they're baking, and they get these absurdly minimal recipes? It sounds awfully cruel.
It is cruel. I mean, welcome to the baking show. But that's the beauty of the technical challenge is in its simplicity. You do get a full recipe with nothing missing. Sometimes we'll take out baking times out of the method, but there is a core method there. And if you know how to bake, you'll certainly understand if you take time to read it properly, how everything fits together and how to produce the technical. But it's a way for us to learn at what level are these bakers at, amateur or no.
And you've got to remember that these are supposed to be the top bakers in America. I mean, thousands of people apply to do it. So if they don't know how to put together a scone mix or make choux pastry, then we should never have put them in the program because they're not good enough. You have to know the basics of baking. If this was just nothing but things everybody was very familiar with and they've made many, many times, we'd end up with 9 perfect bakes every time and we wouldn't be able to judge them. We have to put some hurdles in that some people won't be able to jump.
Yeah. Paul, I have to ask you about the handshake. The Paul Hollywood handshake has become legendary among fans of the British program. You only give them out a few times a season. They're surely coveted by every baking contestant.
The handshake's a weird one. It sort of popped up about 12 or so years ago. It was always something, it was just a pat on the back, really. I sort of took off. But now, the reaction now when I do give a handshake in a tent is like a big round of applause. And I did give a couple out this year in the tent. So, it proves the point that the standard this year was exceptional.
People often ask me why don't you have some sort of signature thing like a Hollywood handshake, maybe a Prue pat or something. But I think that Paul's handshake is so valuable. The bakers love it so much. Most of them would rather get a Hollywood handshake than be star baker. It's more important to them. So, you know, I don't want to mess with that. I think it's perfect as it is, as long as he doesn't do it too much.
Well, scarcity, right? I mean, that's what drives these shows. And finally, I want to ask you, why do you think baking shows, including yours and including the one on this side of the pond, have such appeal to people who might never attempt a Victoria sponge, might never attempt a chiffon cake?
I think we touched on this earlier about the spirit in the tent and the atmosphere of the baking shows. They are not stressful. You know you're going to a place, you're going to sit in front of the screen and you're going to relax and nobody's going to be nasty to anybody and nobody's going to kill anybody and it's not going to be that sort of super stress of a thriller or you know it's just a sort of time off, which is entirely pleasurable, entirely predictable. And you know who doesn't like cake? And if you're not eating it, what's the next best thing? It's watching somebody else eating.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's very nostalgic baking because it often takes you back to your youth and takes you to a very pleasant place. I think from everything from the music of Bake Off that's pretty laid back and to the style of filming in the tent, which is very slow. And it's like putting your dressing gown on and a pair of slippers and sitting there and chilling out. In Norway, they call it hygge. And like hygge is like coziness. It's like you're sitting in front of a beautiful log fire and it's really cold outside. That's the Bake Off.
Paul Hollywood and Prue Leaf are judges of the Great American Baking Show. Premieres tomorrow on Roku. Thanks to you both. Great pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.